Hello, students, and welcome back to the English Danny channel. Today, I've got a new episode of Three-Way English with Dr. Don. If you like today's story, or if you want to improve your English through reading easily accessible short stories like these, check out one of my collections of stories. Each collection has 16 stories presented in the Three-Way English format, together with vocabulary building and study questions to help you self-test your understanding of English. You can find links to my story collections in the description below. Let's start the episode. Remember, with three-way English, I will tell you a story three different ways. First, in a very basic, simple way, and then twice more with increasing difficulty. The idea is to help you learn English grammar and vocabulary in context. The first time through, I will use simple present tense only. I will use simple sentence structures and speak slowly with no contractions. Today's story is called The Judge's Robes. A laundryman picks up some clothes from a local judge to clean them. He notices the judge's robes in the laundry. He can't help but try the robes on. He looks at himself in the mirror. He imagines that he looks very dignified in the robes. He walks up and down and acts like the judge. His wife comes in and sees him. She laughs at his behavior and asks him for his judgment on who can change the baby's diaper. When he doesn't answer, she asks him to decide who left the dirty clothes on the floor. When again he does not answer, she asks him for his judgment on people who leave the bathroom door open. For a third time, he is unable to say anything. The wife laughs at him and says he may wear the robes, but he is not much of a judge. Okay, now let's try the story a second time. This time, I will introduce different verb tenses, such as the simple past. I will use different vocabulary and sentence structures and speak a little faster than the first time through. A laundryman picked up a load of clothes from a local judge to clean them. He noticed that the judge's robes were mixed in with the other laundry. He couldn't help but try them on and look at himself in the mirror. He thought he looked quite dignified in the judicial robes and started striding up and down, acting like the judge himself. That's when his wife came in and saw him behaving this way. She laughed at him and asked for his judgment on who should change the baby's diaper. The laundryman didn't dare answer, since he and his wife often fought about this. So she asked him for his judgment about who left the dirty clothes on the floor. Again, the laundryman said nothing, since he was the one who had done it. Next, she asked what should be done to those who left the bathroom door open. For a third time, he was unable to speak, since he often did this very thing himself. The wife laughed at him again and told him he might wear the robes, but he couldn't really act like a judge. Now you know the story, so I'm going to do the story one more time, and this time at native level speed and with more advanced vocabulary and sentence structures. A laundryman once picked up a load of clothing from the local judge for cleaning. He noticed that the judge had included his impressive black judicial robes in with the rest of the laundry. Struck by the sight of the robes, the laundryman couldn't help trying them on and checking himself out in the mirror. "I look like quite the dignified fellow," he said to himself. He began to stride up and down in a stately manner, carrying himself the way he had seen the judge do. Just then, his wife came in and found him behaving in this manner. "Well, Your Honor," she said ironically, "do you have any ruling on who should change the baby's diaper later?" The laundryman struggled to respond, since the couple often fought over who should change the baby. "Okay, then, how about determining who left his dirty clothes on the floor?" Again, the laundryman said nothing, since he knew it was he who had done this. "Well, how about your sentence for those who always leave the bathroom door open?" For a third time, the laundryman was unwilling to answer. This last issue was quite a sore spot between him and his wife. The wife just chuckled to herself. "You may wear the robes," she told him, "but you sure aren't much of a judge." The moral of this story is, clothes do not make the man. Don't forget to like and share this video if you found it helpful. Subscribe to our channel to keep enjoying content like this. Stay safe and healthy, and I'll see you in the next video.